Shvi. And the pasuk starts off that on the 11th day, the Nasi of Asher brought his karbonos, and on the 12th day, the Nasi of Naphtali brought his karbonos. We will not repeat again these psukim inside, because they brought the same karbonos as the earlier Nasiim. So let's start with pasuk Pei Dalet. And the pasuk says, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. This is the inauguration of the Mizbeach, the karbonos brought by the Nasiim. B'yoim hi Moshach Oisei. On the day that the Mizbeach was anointed, as Rashi explains, that first it was anointed, and then on that day, after it was anointed, they brought these karbonos. Me'es Nasiyei Yisrael, from the Nasiim. Karis Kesef Shnei Mesrei, they brought a total of 12 silver bowls. Mizrakei Kesef Shnei Mosor, a total of 12 silver basins. Kapoizov Shnei Mesrei, and a total of 12 golden spoons. And the reason why the Pasuk has to calculate the totals for us, even though we know that 12 Nasiim brought it one each day, so obviously it was a total of 12. Rashi tells us that the Pasuk wants to tell us that 12 were donated and 12 were used, that they did not find a defect in any of them to passel them from being used for the Avodah. And the Pasuk continues, Shloshim Umeya HaKa'ora Ho'achas Kesef. The weight of each Ka'ora, of each bowl, was 130 Kesef. V'shivim HaMizraka Echad. And each basin was 70. Koil kesef ha-kelim. The total amount of the weight of all these kelim together was 2,400 b'shekel ha-kodesh. 2,400 b'shekel ha-kodesh. The pasuk repeats the weight of the ka'ara to be 130, because earlier, if you look in the psukim, when it says 130, it says mishkala, but it does not say b'shekel ha-kodesh. Only by the mizrok echot kesef does it say shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. So how do we know that the 130 were also b'shekel ha-kodesh? Therefore, the pasuk says at the end of Pehei, b'shekel ha-kodesh, going back on both the ka'ara and the mizrok, that even the ka'ara was b'shekel ha-kodesh. Also, why was it necessary for the pasuk to tell me that the total equals 2,400? Isn't it obvious that if you have 130 for the ka'ara and 70 for the mizrok, so together they equal 200? And if you multiply that by 12 Nasiim, it comes out to 2,400. So why does the Pasuk have to say 2,400? Rashi tells us to teach us that the weights were exact. Not only were they exactly 130 and 70 when weighed separately, but even when you put them all together, the total was 12 times that amount, equaling 2,400. Because if they were a drop off, when it came to the total weight of everything, the number would be different by adding the small amount that was missing or more on each one. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, it was 2,400 because each one was exactly 70 and exactly 130. And the pasuk continues, Kapoizov, the golden spoons, Shtei Mesrei, there were 12 of them. Meleos Keteres, full of Keteres. Asora, Asora, Hakaf, B'Shekel HaKodesh. Each one, each spoon weighed 10 shekel. The total amount of the gold for the spoons was 120. Although in the previous psukim, when it mentioned the kaf, it says the weight first and then zov. It says kaf achas asoro and then zov. Over here it says that it was kapoy zov because it wants to teach you something that we did not know earlier. Because from the psukim earlier that says zov later on, I might think that the spoons were made of silver. And when it says Asor Zov, it means that their weight was 10 shekel of gold, the weight of 10 shekle Zov. However, now that it says Kapoy Zov, we know that the spoons were made of gold, and the weight of 10 was 10 shekel of Kesef, the weight of 10 shekle Kesef, silver shekel. The Mefarshim ask, why do we find over here in Pasuk Pei Vov, when it is speaking about the Kapoy Zov, it says Meleis Keteres, that they were filled with Keteres? However, in Pasuk Pei Hei, when it's speaking about the Mizrok and the Ka'ara, it does not say that they were filled with flour. The Pardes Yosef answers as follows. When a Karban Mincha or a Keteres is put into a holy utensil, a holy kli, it must be brought and offered on that day. If it is left in that kli overnight, it becomes disqualified for further use because of the din of lina. If so, how is it possible for the Nasiim to bring the Keteres and the flour mixed with oil on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and yet offer it on the following days? Because the Mefarshim explain when they brought their karbonos, they brought all their karbonos together, all 12 Nesiim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because they were not sure if each one would bring it separately on different days, or they would bring it all on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if their karbonos were all there on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so how were the other Nesiim, besides for Nachshon and Aminadav, able to bring their karbonos if it would be puzzle with the din of Lina? And we can answer this question by stating two rules. The first rule is that the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perik Beis, Halacha Vav, says that the different spices of the Ketores needed to be ground together and mixed together within the Azara. And the second halacha is that only if the flour is together with the oil in the same utensil, then it has to be offered on the Mizbeach and not left overnight. However, if it was not mixed with the oil yet in the same utensil, there is no din of lina. Because of this halacha, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, each Nasi brought a kaf filled with Ketores, but the Ketores was unground and unmixed. And therefore, even though it was in the kaf, in this spoon, it did not become disqualified with lina, because it was not ground. However, concerning the flour and oil, if he would have placed the flour and oil together in the kli, then it would be puzzle with lina. So therefore, they brought it separately, and only on the day which was designated for that nasi to bring his carbon, did he bring the flour mixed with the oil in the silver bowls and the silver basins. The tally that the Torah says here at the end of this parsha is speaking about what was brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And on that day, they were able to bring the kaf with the Ketores inside, albeit unground Ketores. However, the silver bowls and the silver basins were not filled at that time with the flour mixed with oil, because that would cause a problem of lina. That is why the pasuk only says Meleya Ketores concerning the kaf, and it does not say Meleya Soiles concerning the Ka'orois and the Mizrak. And the pasuk continues, pasuk Pei Zayin, Kol HaBoko LaOilo, all the boko for the carbon oil, Shneim Osar Purim, totaled 12 bulls, Elim Shneim Osar, 12 rams, Kvosim B'nei Shono Shneim Osar, and 12 sheep, Uminchosam with their menachos, with their carbon mincha, Usire Izim Shneim Osar Lachatas, and 12 goats for a carbon chatas, V'chol Bekar Zevach HaShlamim, and the totals of boko for the carbon shlamim, Esrim V'arba, were 24, Purim bulls, Elim Shishim, Atudim Shishim, Kvosim B'nei Shono Shishim, and the total of 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 sheep in their first year. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach Acharei Himoshech Oisai. This was the inauguration of the Mizbeach after it was anointed. And the pasuk ends off concerning how Moshe heard the dibur from Hashem. Uvavoy Moshe el Oel Moed. And when Moshe entered the Oel Moed, Ladavre Itoi, in order that Hashem should speak to him, Vayishma es hakol midaber elon, and he heard the voice of Hashem speaking to him, Me'al HaKaporis, from on top of the Kaporis, which was the cover Asher al Oren Ha'edus, on top of the Oren Ha'edus, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, from in between the two Kruvim, Vayedaber Elov, and Hashem spoke to him. And Rashi says that there is a contradiction between two Psukim. The Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra says that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Oel Moed, which was outside the Paroiches. Another Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to Moshe from on top of the Kaporis, which was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This pasuk resolves the contradiction by stating, Uvavoy Moshe el Oel Moed. Moshe entered the Oel Moed, and when he was standing in the Oel Moed, he heard the voice of Hashem come down from Shemayim, and come down to in between the two Kruvim. And from the Kruvim, the voice came into the Oel Moed. So when the pasuk says Oel Moed, it is referring to where Moshe was standing when he heard the Dibur. And when the pasuk says, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, it is referring to where the Dibur came out from. And Rashi tells us that the Pasuk says, Vayishma es hakoil. It uses a hey hayidia to say that Moshe heard the voice, to tell you that this voice was not a low voice, but rather the same loud voice that Klal Yisrael heard at Har Sinai. And still, even though it was such a loud voice, it was nifsak, the voice stopped, when it left the Oel Moed, in order that nobody else should hear this Dibur. The Ayin B'Sefer Tzror HaMor, who discusses what the connection is between the Psukim that discuss the Karbonos of the Nesiim and this last Pasuk that discusses how Moshe heard the Dibur in the Oel Moed. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Pei Dalet. The Yom HiMoshech Oisai, that the inauguration of the Mizbeach was done on the day that it was anointed. On the day of the anointing was the day that they brought the karbonos. What do I do with the pasuk peches that says achare after it was anointed? It is telling us that first it was anointed and then on that day they brought the carbon. It was actually anointed on the same day as the carbon was brought, but first they anointed it and then they brought the karbonos. Oy, or maybe we can say differently, achare hi moshach is la'achar zman, that achare hi moshach in pasuk peches is telling us that it was first anointed at a later date. And the words b'yomi moshach oisai in pasuk pei dalet is coming to say ela only loymar shenimshach b'yom, that the meshicha was done during the day, during daylight. On that, Rashi tells us that we do not need it for that drasha, because kishu oimer b'yom moshchay oisam, or as the Sifsei Chachamim brings down a different pasuk in Perek Zayin pasuk Yud, when the pasuk says over there b'yom hi moshach oisai, that is coming to tell us lamada we learn from there shenimshach b'yom, that the meshicha, the anointing, was done b'yom during the day. So what do we need this pasuk of b'yom hi moshach oisai? It must be coming to tell me b'yom shenishach hikriv, on the day of the anointing, that was the same day that these karbanos were brought. So the meshicha was done first, and after the meshicha, that is when on the same day the karbanos were brought. Zok Rashi ka'oris kesef shtei mesrei, there were 12 silver bowls. Heim heim shesnadvu v'lo iro behem psul. The reason why the pasuk has to repeat the total amount is to tell you that these were the ones that were donated and a defect did not develop in them in order to passel them from being used. Shloishim umeya hakarachas, it repeats that the kara was 130. Matam loymar, why does it tell us this? Lefisha nemar, since the pasuk says earlier, shloishim umeya mishkala, 130 was its weight. V'loy pirish be'ezah shekel, it does not say with what type of shekel, because it only says shekel. By the Mizrach, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, but not by the Ka'ara. Lekach, therefore, Chozer V'Shona Kan, it repeats it over here, V'Kola of the Kulon, and it includes it with all of them by saying, Kol Kesef HaKelim B'Shekel HaKodesh. At the end of the pasuk it says, all the Kesef HaKelim were B'Shekel HaKodesh, even the Ka'ara. Kol Kesef HaKelim, why does it have to say the total of 2,400? Lemedcha, to teach you, Shehoye Klei HaMikdash Mechuvonim B'Mishkolon, that the Klei HaMikdash were exact. Shoklin echad echad, if you weigh it separately, it was exactly 70 and exactly 130. Mishoklin kulon ke echad, and also when it weighed together, it also weighed the exact amount, 2,400. Lei riba v'lei miot, not more and not less. Kapoy zov shtemesrei, why does it say kapoy zov? Loma nemar, lefisha nemar, kaf achas asara zov, because earlier it says kaf achas asara zov, so we do not know what this means. Does it mean he shall zov, the spoon was gold, umishkola, but its weight was asorah shkolim shel kesef, 10 shikle kesef, oi, or eino ela kaf achas shel kesef, maybe the spoon was made of silver, and when it says gold, it means umishkola asorah shikle zov, its weight was 10 shkolim of gold, ushikle zov e mishkolon shava l'shel kesef, because the weight of shkolim of gold is different than the shkolim of silver. So the pasuk is telling me that its weight was 10 shekel of shikle zov and not shikle kesef. Tam loymar. Therefore the pasuk says, kapoy zov, shel zov hoyu, to tell you that the spoons were made of gold. Although we have to understand why we need pasuk pei vav to tell us this, when in pasuk pei dalet it also says kapoy zov. Zok Rashi, uvevoy Moshe, when Moshe entered the oil moyed, shnei ksuvim hamakchishim zezer, we have two psukim which contradict each other. Boshlishi v'chuya b'neihem, this pasuk, the third pasuk, comes and resolves their difference. Kosav echad oimer, one pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra says, vayidabra Hashem elov me'oil moyed, Hashem spoke to Moshe from the oil moyed, v'huchos l'paroiches, and this is the area outside the curtain. The Kosav echad oimer, and another pasuk says, v'dibarti itcha me'ala kaparis, I spoke to you from the top of the kaparis, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bozeh, this pasuk comes v'chuya b'neihem, to resolve the difference. Moshe bo el oil moed, Moshe came into the oil moed, misham, and over there, shamea sakol habo me'al kaparis. He heard the voice coming from on top of the kaparis. Mibein shnei akruvim, from between the two kruvim, hakol yoytze min hashamayim, the voice came from heaven, lebein shnei akruvim, to the area between the two kruvim, umisham, and from there, yotze el oil moed, it went out to the oil moed. midaber. The pasuk does not say midaber with a shva, but rather midaber with a chirip. Kimoy misdaber. It means as if to say Hashem spoke to himself. Kvoido shel mokoim loymakein. It is an honorable way of speaking about Hashem to say that he speaks to himself and Moshe listens in, as opposed to saying that Hashem is speaking directly to Moshe. Medaber beinoy levin atzmoy. He speaks to himself. Umoshe shemea me'elov, and Moshe hears by himself. And similarly, we find the Rashi like this in Parshas Kisisa, Perik Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Tes, Divrei Hamaschil, V'diber im Moshe. And Rashi continues, Vayedaber Elov, and Hashem spoke to him. L'mayit es Aaron min Adibur. He spoke to him, Elov, and it's coming to exclude Aaron from the Dibros. That although the Psukim say many times that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, this does not mean that Hashem spoke directly to Aharon, but rather he spoke to Moshe, and Moshe should say this dibur to Aharon. If you look at Parshas Vayikra, Rashi, in the beginning of Vayikra, Rashi tells us that there are 13 miyutim, 13 exclusions written in the Torah to be mamayit Aharon from the dibur, and three of them are in this pasuk. As the pasuk says, ledaber itoy, he spoke to him, to Moshe, and not to Aharon. Midaber elov, speaking to him and not to Aharon. And vayedaber elov. It's interesting that Rashi makes this diuk on the last of the three, vayedaber elov, and not by ledaber itoy or midaber elov. Vayishma es hakol, yochel kol namuch. I might think that the voice of Hashem was low. Talmud loymar, therefore the pasuk says, es hakol, with a hey. Hu hakol shenedaber imoy besinai. This is the same voice that spoke to Moshe at Sinai, which was a loud voice. Ukishemagia lepesach, and when it reached the entrance of the oil moed, hayanifsak, it stopped. It did not leave the oil moed.